This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is brought to us on Breitbart.com, Breitbart.com, and it was posted August 15th by Andre Walker. As exclusively reported by Breitbart London last week, Muhammad has been crowned Britain's most popular boy's name in figures published by the Office of National Statistics Today. The name of the Muslim prophet beat Oliver as the most popular boy's name chosen by parents in Britain in 2013. Now, here's the fact. The only ones to make the list were the top 100. And when you take the three variant spellings of Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, and M-O-H-M-M-A-D, when you put those together, Muhammad was the most chosen name for boys in Britain in 2014. That's really something. If you think about this now, because what we've got is 7,445 Muslim families having boys in Britain. I understand from one of our missionaries it is very common for Muslim families to name their first son Muhammad as an ultimate honor. So again, 7,445 boys are named Muhammad in Britain. That means you had 7,445 Muslim homes having boys. The silent jihad, this is my comment, is going to beat Britain out. It's going to beat Europe out by the simple fact that you have a moving, that is a geographical relocation of Muslim families who then have many children. But they all have their first boy. I dare say there are many Anglo-European families that have one child, it's a girl, and that's fine with them. What the problem is number one, means you're going to have a diminishing army of Anglo-Europeans, which is not so much a problem if we're just talking about ethnicity, but when you realize that Muhammad is the number one chosen name, you realize that we're dealing with more than ethnicity. We're dealing with religion. Religion. Think that through. Will you please think that through? It means that the armies will be filled with Muslim soldiers eventually. It means that Europe will eventually be Muslim. Why? Simply birth rate. Simply immigration and birth rate. Two crushing statistics. And why do they need immigration? Because they're not having enough children to power the workforce. It's very simple. And why do you not really care? Because they're good for the economy. Who cares who comes to our country? It's a peace-loving religion. Yeah, it's peace-loving until it's the norm, and then it becomes the requirement. I hope you understand that what happens in Europe typically crosses the ocean. You better learn, friends. You better learn. When you have this idea that children are a burden and you have to have a certain level of income to have more than one, and when your first one is a girl and you're okay with that, what you have is a diminishing birth rate and a diminishing number of boys. So you're not even replacing the Europeans. You're not even replacing the non-Muslim Europeans with the present birth rate. And then on top of that, some of them are girls, which is fine. But the Muslims are going to keep having children until they get a boy, and then they're going to keep having children. So you've got to see this. Now, at the time, Muhammad was already the most popular boy's name in London by some considerable margin. So we've moved from Britain to the heart of Britain, London. Muhammad has already been the most popular boy's name for some time. The scale of the result is likely to leave the public shocked. Although much of the mainstream media are expected to focus on the official Office of National Statistics entries. In previous years, media outlets in Britain have not aggregated the various spellings and have only published the top 20 names, which makes it seem like traditional names remain dominant. In other words, if you only take Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, it came 15th. But when you realize that Semitic names have various spellings of all different types, then you're just basically saying the difference between Jacob. You know, you're basically saying the difference between J-O-H-N, J-O-N, J-O-H-N-N-Y, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. It's all the same name. And I promise you, if you have a religious leader that has impacted the world like Jesus, then you see the top 100 names, you will see all the different various names of Jesus, and you will put them together. interestingly enough, in English-speaking world, there's typically only one version of that spelling of Jesus, whereas Muhammad, well, there's at least three in the top 100 choices, and it easily beats out the number two choice. So, Muhammad is so popular as a name because the 3 million Muslims in Britain tend to like to name at least one of their sons after the prophet. This makes the name much more popular among Muslim families than among Christian families. Now, let's just put this in perspective. In 2002, the Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, spelling of the name was the 61st most popular boy's name in Britain. So even if you go by nothing more than the one singular spelling, one possible spelling of the prophet's name, in a matter of 12 years, it has moved from 61st to 15th. Get it? In that same period, the number of Muslims in Britain has doubled. You can sit back and act like it's not a big deal to Americans, but I promise you, it will be. And some of you out there, you need to be moving east to impact the ever-increasing Muslim population with the gospel. The gospel. If Britain was in the spiritual shape she was in 150, 200 years ago, the gift of Muslim immigrants would be seen as a mission field. Wow, the world is coming to us. They still have family members in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan. They still have family members there, and they can be reached with the gospel through their own family members that have moved to Europe. But England, with a less than 4% church attendance rate, not membership and not conversion. I didn't say church membership and I didn't say conversion. A 4% church attendance rate. Well, they're not ready for anything on the missional spectrum. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.